Hi, I'm the Tale Weaver Omar, and DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Hi, I'm Zektown, and I am the DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Zek, you know I am the dungeon master for the drama-fueled, anime-inspired fantasy epic Descent into the Void, right?
Yes, but Omar, you know I am the dungeon master for the comedy-riddled, trope-smashing fantasy epic The Natural Ones.
I guess both of them are perfect shows for a tabletop podcasting network.
It's a good thing that people can find us at atale of d20s.com then.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter at atale of d20s. That's at ATALEOFD20S. atale of d20s.
And you can find each show on Twitter at the Nat Ones Cast at THENAT1SCAST, the Nat Ones Cast, or Descent Void at DESCENTVOID, Descent Void on Twitter.
So, if you want thrilling drama,
or a side splitting comedy, A Tale of D20s has you covered.
Greetings, Dungeon Delvers, and welcome to yet another exciting chapter of A Tale D20s Presents Descent into the Void, where six friends journey together to tell a story of mythic proportion. So, before we begin, one brief announcement. Everybody, if you look into your newly updated Fantasy Grounds, you'll see the UI has changed, as well as an update to Duskhaven. So, in 3, 2, 1, welcome to the new Duskhaven.
Whoa!
Oh my god! Sweet.
He went off on this map!
Yo.
Look at these effects!
Holy shit, look at the rivers!
Alright, so... Last time, Liberators, you set sail heading to the destination of Chilford. The night prior was full of dramatic endeavors. Cal was visited by his godfather, let's call him Galilimvor, and was chastised for breaking his oath and stripped of his powers. By the grace and wisdom granted by his father's half, Cal was given a new purpose. He was adorned with the powers of a new oath, the Oath of the Watchers of Chaos, and tasked with defeating the extra-planar entities that wreaked havoc upon the multiplane, and put a stop to the forces of Chaos and Hades. King went back to the dwelling of Nathaniel Grayson, but decided that his actions here were unkinglike, and giving him one final friendly kiss and holy water, flew away returning to his friends, back at the Endless Decanter. Their altercations arose between King Duran Monaco and Horatio and Duran, before the Liberators all completed their own tasks preparing for the journey ahead, Horatio learning a new spell from King Terminus along the way. The next day, the Liberators, you all, went onto the Ice Crown where the King and his forces handed over the orbs for you to place into the places of power, gave a rousing speech before setting off, as you all drifted from Shimmerdrift Watch one last time, heading towards Chilford. So, Liberators, as King casts his magic to push the winds in your favor, the Ice Crown shimmers and disappears into the glittering waters of the Sapphire Shore. The winds at your back, you sail, barely making a wake throughout the sea. At your current rate, it should take you about a day and a half, to reach Chilford. But... as you cut through the shores, King, a throbbing pain strikes you like daggers piercing through your beating heart. The protection of the burning hand has faded, and with the casting of such an intense spell to control the weather around you, the recoil is immense. I need you to roll me a constitution saving throw.
Before I hear the results,
Can I affect this roll, or am I not allowed to use any of my skills because it's from within? Like, can I add my favored by the gods?
You can add your, if you're not casting a spell, if it's like your natural ability, yeah, you can use that.
Okay, yeah. So, favored by the gods, Myleki and Nyx's grace lets me add 2 additional d4, making it a little bit better to a 17.
17, all right. As you all are on top of the deck of the Ice Crown, King, after moving your hands at the 10 minutes of casting the wind-changing spell, you feel that immense throb, and it hurts. You don't buckle over because of pain, or let me rephrase that. You buckle over, but you don't fall prone writhing, but you do clench your chest. It's just a sheer immense pain, so much that you're not even able to hide it from those who are around you. I believe you're standing next to Cal, who's guiding the ship. So, Cal, you would notice it, but with your passive perception.
King, are you okay?
It hurts.
What? Is it your chest?
Yes. I don't think I should do this tomorrow.
I think you should stop now. The extra time won't mean anything if you're too injured to go forward, or worse.
This won't kill me. I can endure worse. Let's use this last boost, and I'll rest.
All right. So, what are the rest of you doing while you sail upon the Ice Crown?
I believe that I was helping Monaco pump energy into the ship.
Well, you were waiting for her. Yes, you are currently waiting inside the ship as she's preparing tea and breakfast for everyone. At this point, Monaco would be completed. You await her as you're within the engine room on how to power up the ship.
Well, everyone is, you know, if we just need to wait on the tea a little bit, I suppose I can just leave it, and Monaco will make her way to Horatio, the power source of the ship.
So, Monaco, you walk throughout the ship, heading to where Horatio said you were going to meet up, and it doesn't take you very long, just a few minutes that you traverse the innards of the Ice Crown. Eventually, you start to hear the inner machinations and sounds of shifting gears and magic whooping and wobbing throughout pipes before you're met towards the wooden door. The door has a large circle, kind of like a porthole that you can see inside of it. And inside you can easily see Horatio sitting within the area of this machination.
Just reading through the manuals again.
She will give a polite knock and enter.
Hi, Monaco.
Hey, you needed something?
Well, I just figured that since it's a lot easier for you to recover your strengths, it might be best if you're the one that pumps the magic that the ship needs to work.
It is all just borrowed. I can lend my strength when I can.
As if it's okay with you, of course.
Yeah, I mean...
Alright, well, this is what you would need to do. I think we're good for today, but, you know, just next time. And Horatio would go through showing her where she needs to pump the magic into.
All right. Okay. So, Monaco, roll me an intelligence check at advantage.
There we go.
21.
21. Very nice. Doesn't take you very long. Horatio explains it very well. There's like an ease to his explanations that you're able to catch. And as he goes explaining the magic, you realize easily how you can power this. And with no time at all, you see exactly where to pump your magic, expending the spell slot. And as you always explain, all your spell slots at the same level, at one level, it will be a powerful amount of magic that you're casting in there, able to keep the Ice Crown going for quite some time.
When do you think I need to... Should I just come back in the morning, or...?
When do I feel that it needs a refresh, GM?
You did not pump it up for the day or before you went, correct? You
just no, I did not. No, okay. I did not.
So it looks like it'll probably need some power soon, actually. It'll be pretty low at this point.
Actually, it might need some power soon. So if you want, just go ahead and do it now, and that should help.
And she will get close to the I assume it's like a furnace with there's a burning energy point, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, remember, inside The machine looks like almost like an iron casket, but not made of iron, made of this kind of just golden material on the outside. You do see that there is this like light blue, almost white light that's shining in there, where that's the ship's core. and there's like a machine where you would, on top of it, like a glass on top of it, where you would place your hand, expanding the spell slots to then increase the size. Right now, it's about a little dim light in there, knowing that it's almost about to run out.
She'll put her hand on the sort of glass area and whisper, "Shadows power this ship. Give us flight beyond flight. Speed beyond speed." And expend a fifth level spell slot.
Alrighty. So as you go ahead and expend that spell slot and shoot the energy in you, the power flows out, almost like you were casting a spell, but in just its purest form of just arcana. It goes into the ship. Now, there is a strange change in the hue of the power of the light, where it was kind of light blue. There's more of a dark, maybe a dark purplish tint to it, though still bright enough. And it shines, illuminating the entire area, and especially the area that you're in, because it's kind of dimly lit here, but it brightens up as the power source brightens. And Cal, on the ship, you notice that it lurches forward very smoothly, though, not enough to topple you over, but you do feel it pick up, and there's a glow around the shielding that was none of you noticed before, and it wasn't very powered, but now there's a shimmer to let you know that you've been protected within the shieldings of the Ice Crown's magic.
Great job. Thank you.
Well, I'd better get back to the breakfast I left going.
All right, I'm going to head back upstairs and keep watch.
And we'll go up to the upper decks, Minako stopping at the kitchen to make sure the tea hasn't burnt.
All right. Arisha would continue going to the deck and just keep watch outside, like on a patrol type of thing.
All righty. Duran, what are you doing? Are you on the deck as well?
Yeah, on the topic of patrol, Duran is kind of keeping a lookout, taking small breaks between training, but for the most part, he's just kind of, I imagine, fighting against the images in his memory of some of the people he's fought, trying to glean some insight into their upcoming battles, especially from the fight he and Kai had against Hiei in the future.
All right. So as you go into your mind and think back into that, you can basically doing image retraining, thinking back onto reflecting it. At this time, I would say, roll me a perception check.
21.
21, all right. You would have noticed King buckling over and there a commotion happening over where, towards the helm of the ship where King and Cal are. Though, if you don't pay it any mind, that's your choice.
If King doesn't, he'll watch from a distance.
All right. So, as that time coming up, you, Horatio, you walk up the stairs in there and kind of see this little scene. Well, it's not really much of a scene, but you do notice Duran looking up King and Cal seem to be in conversation. You also make it to the top of the ship. But is there anything you guys want to do before you have breakfast with Minako?
King, or I would walk over to King and just check on him. Are you all right?
I will be. It's painful still, and this burden is mine alone. I'll be all right. Are we gathering?
I was just gonna do a patrol, make sure that everything is on the up and up.
All right.
Did you charge the ship at all?
Minako did.
I could feel it. It almost knocked King over here.
And Horatio would start his patrol and just keep an eye out.
All right. Minako, as you go back towards your toward the kitchen to prepare the tea and sit over there, you go and notice that they're getting a little burnt. You can quickly go over and start to prepare that for everyone. Your vision starts to get a little bit hazy as you go towards the tea. Everything gets a little everything disappears from around you. And the familiar sensation of your patron, the Burning Hand, comes upon you as nothing but darkness envelops you, shimmering up in a red light, light. You see in a red and black suit, slightly different from before, face still blacked out, but with yellow eyes and bat wings, and a burning hand that's bony.
Minako, my beloved, time is wasting. Why haven't you given him the potion yet? He doesn't seem to be listening to my advice. about switching our bodies. So, have you have all the pieces? I don't remember you collecting any of the mermaid scale, the stones. What's taking you so long, my beloved? And he gets really close to you.
I looked. I couldn't find these things. The corporis got destroyed. We're heading to Shivrin now. And I don't even know if King can last long enough.
He better. For your our sake. He says sharpingly.
You don't have anything for this?
I've done what I could. I've protected him from the goddess's embrace. But my powers can only go so far.
He turns around and doesn't look at you as he starts to say this.
I need a vessel, Monaco.
Then he turns around sharply, grabbing your hands, and you feel the slight burning sensation from his burning hands.
Monaco, we need to be together. Don't you want that? Or are your friends getting in the way?
King won't live very long like this. He's useless to you.
Let me decide.
You have to find something else.
Something else? Let me decide what's useful and not, Monaco. It is your job as my charge. Or am I not your patron?
He lets go of your hand, dropping them onto the ground. Oh, dropping them out of his hands.
You
so much more than that. You know that.
Then, enough with the questions. It may be too late to find the items there, but perhaps you can look somewhere in Shivrin. From what I gather, there's some type of uprising there. Even my eyes cannot see within at this time. Its stench of abyssal energy covers it and pushes me away. Nevertheless, I'm sure you'll be able to find yourself something. Shops, keeps, anything, if what stands. But get those items.
Yes, I'll do my best.
You will not last much longer if the boy keeps casting spells. Stop him.
We must stop him from casting, yes. I will keep him safe. For you. For us.
Thank you, Monaco. Remember, my beloved, I am always watching.
And he fades away into dust. Everything comes back to normal. And you just see the tea, which has now burnt at this point as you've been stuck in this stupor for a moment. But you quickly pull it off.
Oh, the fire was a little too hot. We get that. She'll scrape the tea away and gather what remains of the breakfast and kind of like slowly make her way up to the top.
All right. So you make your way up towards the top and carrying the breakfast. Are you using, you just carrying all in one hand or are you using magic to aid you?
She has a platter and she's just holding with two hands. Kind of balancing it as the ship rocks, but nonetheless, she seems particularly adept at balancing plates.
Okay. Opening up the door, carrying these items, you come across first Duran, seeing him as he's in his mental training, also observing, and then you hear chatter of the others upstairs, up at the helm.
She'll make her way over to Duran, deposit a small breakfast, and just give him a nod, not expecting any thanks. And then up to feed the rest.
Horatio, you see him walking around patrolling. Horatio, you don't notice anything. It's as the ship sails, it seems pretty peaceful there. Monaco, you pass by. You guys lock eyes for a moment. So if you want to go over to him, you can.
Hey, breakfast. Eggs and rice. Nothing special.
Okay.
She'll pass him a bowl. Give him a small nod. Head over to King and Cal.
Thank you. And, Horatio would just kind of sit, kind of lean up against the ship and eat while still keeping an eye out.
All right. So, Monaco, you continue heading up to the others. And Cal, King, you do notice Monaco coming up the stairs with food in tow.
Am I in, like, how much pain am I in? Like, is it just constant pain? Like, can I do things? Like, what status am I in?
You can do things. It's kind of like trying to relate it to something. If you have a stomach ache, but you're still going to work and you're working through it, it's kind of like that. It hurts and it's annoying, but
like stomach cramps or abdominal cramps.
Yeah.
Or
like you have abdominal
cramps. But it's in my chest.
Yes.
Not my actual abdomen.
Right.
Okay.
You rolled high enough in your constitution check when I had you before where you're able to, it hurts, but you are.
I function. I wince every now and again.
Yes.
It's like walking on a sprained ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll be sitting on the floor then, just sort of next to Cal. And as Monaco comes with a tray of food, I'll say, do you need a hand?
Oh, I'm just about done. Just one for you.
Oh.
And she'll lay one down for you. And of course, Captain, she grins.
Why, thank you, Monaco.
You could take your hands off the wheel for long enough to eat.
DM, can I put it in autopilot while we're on the open water?
Certainly, yeah. You can put the Stokes into position. You're not doing any wide turns or anything like that that you need to turn it, so you can keep it steady.
I will do that. Thank you.
We need to get him a big hat now. These eggs are delicious.
This is the hat that Merrick gave me.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
I thought it was plenty big.
I must be seeing things. I didn't realize that you had it on.
You're right, Kate?
My head hurts and my eyes are fuzzy. The casting took more out of me than I expected. But I've already listened to Cal's advice, and I will not use such high-level magics tomorrow in the future. We'll just use the natural wind unless we absolutely need to.
Must save your energy, King. After all, we're gonna need it.
You're right. I just want to feel useful.
Do you want to help me clean up downstairs?
Yeah, let me finish these eggs. They're delicious. I'll be right down. Or if you want to hang out, did you eat? Did you bring one for yourself?
And you note that there is still one plate.
Come sit and eat with us.
Stand.
Whatever you prefer.
She'll sit right next to you.
I love drippy eggs and rice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure these are Thalotian eggs and not the proper ones that we get up shivering.
I am excited for most meals you cook. Actually, pretty much all meals have been fantastic. You're such a good person.
If you say so.
Everyone has the potential to be good people.
Thanks, King.
We'll save your kingdom.
Indeed.
Both your kingdoms.
I just hope that when we get there, it's not so bad, you know?
We will rebuild. We will overcome. That is what we need to do. We will be strong for these people. That's how we rise above it. Conquer the evil and lead the way. I give like an affirmative nod towards both Cal and Monaco. I'm trying to make you feel like you're leaders too. I'm not, you know, I may call myself king and you all say that, but you're leaders as well.
Oh. Well, Cal, I guess it's our first official liberation mission as the liberators.
Yeah, I guess we get to finally call ourselves liberators.
Alrighty. So, you all travel, we'll say for the first hour, as you sail on in, you finish your breakfast and are able to have a nice meal as the day continues on. So, the journey, at least getting up to the river, is a pretty quiet one. So is there, and it takes you about, at your current pace, about half of a day or so, a little bit more than half of a day, less than half of a day, to make it up there. But before you get there, is there anything you want to do during those 4 hours? That's 6 hours.
Between checking in with Hootie and just keeping patrol to make sure that we don't get ambushed or anything like that, that's what...
Where is Hootie?
Hootie is with, what's the name of the... Of the guard, elven, the elven people that people.
That's right. He's still with Sariel.
Sariel.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forget. Okay. So,
not.
So with during the time that you do check in every so often, you seem anything that's happening with Sariel and the rest of the elves slash humans who are with her. You notice that, let's see, how many days have passed? Okay. You knows that there have been some demon attacks that Hudi has alerted them to, and Sariel, and you do witness a battle between Sariel and the demons, and Hudi has helped, though has stayed safe as you commanded, though given a, and it seems that in some fashion Sariel is able to communicate in some sense with your familiar and have defeated some demons. Sariel is very powerful, and she looks to be yeah, just with your normal intelligence, you're able to surmise that she seems to be some type of cleric.
Okay.
Where were they going, by the way? They left Thelos, and what, we're heading into the woods?
Into a cave, a safe area, while all this blew over, which they have no idea how much. Or you don't know what they know, but right now they've made a small little safe community because the dust district was swarmed by undead. Or at least getting there.
But we know that they made it out of the capital city and
yes,
are
in a cave somewhere. You don't
somewhere.
Know.
Somewhere. Okay.
And have been attacked by demons. You don't know this, but Horatio knows this now, that they have been attacked by demons, but Sariel has been able to defeat them using her clerical powers. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you just see this throughout the course of the day.
Okay, so I would let King know that everyone is safe. Sariel is doing a great job of protecting it.
Do you have means of contacting them? We should let them know it's safe to head back to the capital.
I can probably send a message. We would have to wait until tomorrow.
Me too. If it's, is it easy for you, or should I do it?
It's easy for me.
Isn't that what your, well, I was gonna, not leader, but your former head of the Corporis told you? Always have that prepared.
Yeah, I don't think I listened to him too much.
What did he say? It's unbecoming of a mage to not have sending?
He did say that, yet I feel like the people that I need to speak to, I'm already connected to.
Oh. Well, I would appreciate it if you could grab it tomorrow and let them know that they can return. Thank you for keeping Hudi with them as well. They're my people.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
All right.
So what King would like to do, actually, after I have that conversation with Horatio, I would like to start reading the notes that King Terminus gave me on the purifying ritual to see how long that would take.
Okay. So, during your few hours of rest, painful, but bearable, you begin to read over the notes that King Terminus left you. It says as such, the ritual will take 8 hours to perform. So you'll have to use an entire day or night, depending on how you do it, to perform it, in which you will be in constant motion of chanting, praying, and using the holy reagents to purify. You can do all the items, it seems. You need to do it within a magical circle. I would say roll me. Yeah, he had left several notes into it. He also left a note saying that though if you have a means of making a magical circle, such as if you create the spell Magic Circle, it will help you in cutting down the time.
Okay.
Or...
Okay.
And one last note saying, or if you can find a place of power, like a place that has divine energy, so to speak, it would also help cut down the time.
Okay, interesting. King Terminus, you're so crazy. These notes are ridiculous. Feeling, dancing, I love it. I hope I can be as great as he is one day. After reading that and, like, ciphering the notes, I'm sure that only took, like, an hour to read, or a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk up to the top of the deck, or I'll stop by the kitchen to see if Minako is there.
I don't know
what you're doing during your downtime, but I'll say, I've finished reading the notes. I think that I'll need Cal's help, but you might be able to help, too. Do you want to come with me real quick? Do you have a moment?
Just one.
Just one, okay. I'll take it. And offer a big, big smile.
She'll smile at you and kind of turn around and glare at something in the corner and then follow you.
I'll head up to Cal at the... I'm assuming he's at the helm still.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you there?
I'll head to the helm. Are you there?
I am, and in this off time, I've been keeping the ship in autopilot and practicing actually not practicing my dancing. I've been trying just to meditate on the information that was passed to me from Kelembor and Galilea. So I'm like standing in front of the wheel, but I'm not really actively moving it at all. I'm kind of just off
like arms
my own
crossed
thoughts.
With your eyes.
Yeah, just like
standing.
Yeah, like almost kind of like looking off into the water ahead of us and being very contemplative. And as you call over to me when you first come to the top deck,
hey, have a moment.
I don't necessarily pick up on it at first. You have to repeat yourself.
Hey, Cal, you have a moment?
Cap?
Sorry, am I bothering you?
No, it's fine.
And I hold the paper up. I just finished reading all of King Terminus's crazy notes. And this ritual will take some time unless we have a few accelerants. So, but base casting time is 8 hours, and it requires 8 hours of vigorous dance and chanting. So we will need to be well-fed and hydrated and prepared to cast this, as it is not a calm ritual from its description. And also, we could lessen the time if we had a magic circle. Monaco, do you know how to make a magic circle?
I think Horatio might.
Oh, really? Okay. But we could do... I thought that you knew how to do that.
I can certainly keep you guys fed and well hydrated while you do your 8-hour dance, though.
I mean, maybe you could help, too. It says that it requires... a magic circle will reduce the time, or we could take it to a place of power. We could wait and try and take it to some of the other places that we know of, like the holy bush we made next to Frostmoor. That might reduce the time, but I don't know if we should just sort of take a night or take a day to do it. But the good news is we have enough reagents, and this ritual will do all of the items at once.
Oh.
Yeah, King Terminus figured he would give us a higher spell that took longer time to do, but it would just knock them all out instead of multiple smaller ones. King. I mean, I think so. His notes are so erratic.
King, will this ritual, if we complete it tonight, will any of these cursed items help protect you in the battles going forward?
I think that it would aid all of us. These robes would help me be stronger. The staff Monaco can harness. And the crown has untold powers. We don't know what it will do once it's been cleansed.
Well, then we might want to take something out of Duran's playbook and do this sooner than later. We might not have the chance to wait.
All right.
We don't know what to expect when we get to Chilford.
I was hoping you'd say that, and I have one more request. I was hoping that you could lead this ritual. Well, I'm just trying to follow your advice. I feel like I've been overexerting myself. So if you take a primary load, I will definitely support you.
Say no more. May I look over those notes then? With the room? And I would rather...
They're celestial, though. Can you read this?
Oh. Maybe just stick by me and explain all the steps.
Okay. Monaco, can you see if Horatio can make a magic circle while I explain this to Cal?
Yeah, let me go check on him.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And she will go try to find Horatio.
And I will read the notes to Cal.
Okay. So, Monaco, we'll start off with you. You go off, and Horatio, you're all already in the deck, and Horatio has been keeping watch there. You normally been doing it towards the bow of the ship. I'm assuming you're doing that still, which is the front.
Yes.
Okay. Monaco, you do meet up with Horatio at the front of the ship.
Horatio!
Hey!
I have what I think is good news. King translated that scroll that we got from King Terminus.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wanted to know if you could cast Magic Circle.
I don't have that spell, unfortunately.
Oh, how embarrassing. I mean, well, maybe there's some other way we can help. But he did specifically request that spell.
Yeah, I mean, I just never learned it. I can, but it would require me having the spell in front of me so that I can copy it.
Maybe when we get to Chilford, we can find out whether or not this is an option. Anyway, I better get back down below deck. I have something I wanted to take care of.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just a bit nervous.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
All right. She will head off to make good on her promise to go down below deck.
All right. So, Monaco, you head down below deck. Where are you heading below deck to do?
She's going to return to the kitchen, and as she returns to the kitchen, she looks back at that corner that she glared at earlier. She says, "Eudrin, you can come out. I have to tell you something."
Alrighty. As you walk downstairs, leaving the rest of your friends up on the deck, you head to below deck, and Eudrin appears from the shadows in his full devil form. "Yes, my lady. More torture, I assume?"
Not today. When we get to Chilford, I need you to start scouring the place to find the ingredients for our potion. Anything you can do. Find me locations of shops, people who would know things. Break into places if you need to. I don't care. Find me those pieces.
Oh, is this the potion for the Lord?
Oh, yes. And, do keep in mind, Eudrin, you and I are bound together. If something goes wrong here and I burn, you will burn with me.
Of course, my lady. I know that far too well.
Good.
Did you want me to go on ahead, or did you want me to wait?
I don't think you're faster than the boat. Wait here for now. When we get to Chilford, I want you to split up. Find what you can. Report back to me every night.
Fair enough. I'm sure our Dark Lord will be pleased with your incentive. Is there anything else you've been eating?
No. You're dismissed.
And he poops away.
And she puts her hand on the countertop and kind of grips it, thinking hard about something.
Okay. All right. On deck, the rest of you doing anything specific?
Yes. As King is explaining all of this celestial translation to...
And that's why we need Horatio or Monaco to cast Magic Circle.
Ugh. It's funny you mention that. I think with this new oath, I have some new powers. And I think I can now cast Magic Circle. There's a host of new abilities that... Things that just flashed into my mind when I was speaking with Galilea and Kalemvor. That's what I was doing before you came up. I was meditating, trying to parse through it all, and I think I'll be able to cast the Magic Circle. There's also a few other spells that I think will come in handy.
Aren't you all full of new tricks? Well, that should potentially reduce the casting time. I don't know how much, but it will definitely aid us in this endeavor.
Good. I'm glad I can be a little bit more useful now.
All right. So, what do you guys want to do as you sail upon the Ice Crown?
How many more hours till we make it towards the, like, entrance towards the river?
Probably, knowing at your directory, you've been... So this is during the first 4 hours. If this is at the end of the 4 hours that you've been traveling, I'm assuming this is during the 4 hours. At the end of it, you will be about a couple hours away from it. If you're at the start of your 4 hours, you still have about another 6 hours or so.
I could slow the winds to give us more time on the seas.
There's no need for that. Ships have been able to change speeds with the winds for far longer than you or I have been around. No need to use magic on this.
I mean, it is already active around us. I can, you know, and you feel the strong winds filling the sails.
It won't...
I can slow it.
It won't...
Give us more time so that way we can autopilot on the open seas.
It's not going to tax you any further, will it?
That's why I want you to be the... No, to change the winds. It is... The magic has been spent. I'm still in control of it. I can command it.
All right. Then yes, perhaps slow us down long enough that we can get this ritual completed on the open water. Because once we're in the rivers and I'm navigating, I feel that I will have to be directed.
Need your concentration. Directed.
Yes, I'll have to concentrate.
That's what my thoughts were precisely. All right. And I'll sit down and like put my hands together and make a few hand motions. And this like glow will appear, and I'll just like lift my hands up, and as if I'm releasing pollen into the atmosphere, this like soft glow will go, and it will take 20 minutes for the winds to slow down.
Okay. While you sit down and just start to slow it, you will it to slow down. It's not going as fast as you want it to. Maybe, who knows? Your lack of connection to your powers, this pain, but after about 20 minutes or so, you start to feel the winds slowly die down until at the 20th minute, it then starts to coast at, did you want to go half the speed? How slow were you going?
So just to make it easy, if it was going to take us 6 hours to the point where Cal would have to start like paying attention and navigating, which, if he can cast Magic Circle, maybe it reduces it by 2 hours or an hour. I want to give us a little bit of extra time. So, like, can we have it be, instead of 6 hours to the mouth of the river, 8 hours to the mouth of the river, or nine? So, like, that's half the speed, or, like,
that's fine.
Two-thirds the speed.
And, Cal, if you want to, you can aid. You know how to operate the ship, at least after that whole vision quest that you had before with it. So you know you can raise the sails and do things to make the ship go slower as well, to aid with that, if you so wish, to make it precise when you want to get there.
Yes, I would like to aid in order to give him as whatever the most precise increment of time that we would need to do this ritual completely and then be immediately ready to enter the river.
Okay.
Let me actually ask you, since we have the instructions here from King Terminus, now that we know that Cal can cast Magic Circle, do the instructions tell us how much it will aid, or it just says it will aid you and reduce the time ambiguously?
It's ambiguous, but you do read through the instructions now more carefully. There are instructions on how to perform the movements and the steps and the chants necessary. Albeit they're all in Celestial. But you know how to read Celestial, so you're fine. You do also see that you surmise... Actually, I'll make you roll for it to see if you can figure out how much it is. From his notes, and his notes are very sorcerer-like, although he's a wizard, and it's in Celestial, so I'll give you advantage. Roll me a Wisdom, no intelligence check. Or an Arcana, if it's better.
Okay.
You get.
Oh, that was a lie.
No, I'm giving.
Oh, you said. Oh, advantage. Okay. Yes, okay. Thank goodness. Oh.
Well,
this is too important. I'm gonna lucky point this.
Okay.
I'm gonna scratch my head and think about it. And 23.
That dice danced for a second.
Oh my god! I know. Okay, so I was like, hold on. He wrote this word upside down. And then, like, turn the page, this one page, read this one sentence upside down. This is how it's meant to be.
And finally, deciphering his weird movements and emotions, you do see that it will cut the time in half.
Oh, okay.
As well as you see the steps in motion. And with your Arcana check, which is an intelligence check, and you roll so high, you notice that the steps, he says, vaguely look similar to demon dancing.
Interesting. Okay, so I'll be pointing all of these things out as I read it to Cal. And I'll say, so now that the winds have slowed and you can raise and lower the sails, it should take us around 4 hours, but let us be prepared, like, extra careful and give us time to rest after in case it taxes us.
Of course.
Okay, I'll go gather the reagents. Do what you need to keep the boat steady. I mean, what am I telling you? You're the captain.
I tip my hat.
Okay, I'll go tell the others and prepare the reagents. I'm assuming we're doing it on deck, right?
Yes. We'll need at least 20 feet. And I think up here by the wheel, that would probably be enough space.
Oh, you think so? I thought we were going to do it near the mast, on the main deck.
Oh, then, if you'd prefer to do it down there, that's fine. I will start making my preparations. I still have some of that holy water we made.
I still have two of the three vials I made.
Perfect.
DM, is the main lobby, not lobby, main deck of the ship wide enough to do this ritual on? I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. It's not a huge ship, but it's big enough to fit at least 10 people across.
Okay. So I'm going to run down and whomever I pass, Monaco, Horatio, Duran, and let them know that Cal and I are going to start this and go get the reagents and come back.
Okay.
And also the cursed items.
Alrighty.
So, Cass.
So King, you go ahead, and all of you are approached by King one by one, alerting you that you're going to is getting the items and the ritual begin. King, you head down the stairs. Monaco, were you heading back up after you had you sent off over Eudrin?
After sending Eudrin away, she spent a little bit in the kitchen. Because she was informed that people would be doing a long ritual and they would need nourishment, so she's making snacks.
Okay, alright. Where were the cursed objects? Or I thought they were just in your bag of your portable hole or something.
Yeah, but I had my backpack and portable hole and shit in my room.
Oh, okay.
So I was gonna... And also the reagents and stuff, so run to my room, grab the portable hole and all those stuff.
Okay, so you go in on that, head back upstairs. Anyone doing anything as King alerts you that this ritual is about to happen?
I will start preparing the magic circle.
Alright, how long does it take you to cast magic circle?
1 minute.
Okay, so you could quickly do that.
Yeah, I am gonna take my time, however... And I'm going to take my vials of holy water and to reassert the bond that I have with Kelimvor. I had helped King make this holy water when I was still an Oath of Conquest paladin. And now that I am an Oath of the Watchers, I would like to take a small pocket knife and add a couple drops of my own blood to these vials to rebond the holy energy between myself and Kelimvor to this holy water. And I will also use it to kind of give a little bit of color to the runes that I mark out around this circle.
So you are putting your blood into the vial of the electrified holy water, as well as using your blood to put in the holy
circle? Just a few drops of blood into each vial to make it not like a clear water, so mm-hmm. we can see what we're doing as we're...
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're not... All right.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting real creepy with it.
Okay.
It was Conqueror Paladin Holy Water. Now he wants to make Watcher Paladin Holy Water.
No,
yeah.
With blood.
No, I totally get it. I didn't know if you were also using the blood for the magic circle. You're just
the
Watcher for the magic circle.
No. Blood. And, yeah.
Okay.
And after I spend that minute, maybe a couple minutes while King is getting things and prepping this magic circle, as soon as I get done with that, I hear King coming up the steps. From below deck, and I would like to also cast Aura of Purity. It's a concentration spell for up to 10 minutes, and I want to make everything within the circle that I just made. I just want to be sure that I'm adding these cursed items, and I would like to have the intention of purifying them as much as possible. And I would also like to upcast Magic Circle to 4th level as well, so I'm blowing both of my 4th level spell slots to do this.
So you are dropping blood into the water, as well as upcasting magic circle to level 4, as well as using your aura purity to do exactly what again? Just make sure I get that one.
To help purify the space. Non-hostile creatures that are coming inside of it cannot be diseased and will have resistance to poison damage. So if these cursed items try to fight back with their cursed auras in any way, we should hopefully have advantage on saving throws against effects that would cause blinded,
charm, deafen, frighten, paralyze, poisoned, or stun.
Okay. Good to know. All right. So, Cal, you perform a full-on ritual preparation, really invoking the inner paladin that you have become, the full paladin warrior of Kelimvor. As you start to cast your spell, there is a bright glow that shines even brightly within the waters, though you're sure, with your connection with the Ice Crown, that the illusion of the Ice Crown itself blocks at least this from shining out from all around you, now that it's fully powered. And in doing so, in placing down the magic circles, describe how your magic circle looks as you cast it. What runes do you use, design, etc.?
So the runes that I am using are a mix of infernal and just some common, because those are really the only languages that I really speak, and I want to make sure that as it is bound to me, that I as the caster shine through with it and use these infernal scripts to glow like a bright white as the holy water kind of dries onto the wood. And I kind of get the feeling that Kelimvor is looking down at this and sees me kind of invoking him for the first time in doing these spells. Like, this is the first thing we really get to see the new Cal doing, and he's using like some of his most powerful spells right off the bat to try and kind of see what the limits of his powers are.
Alrighty then. Okay, roll me a religion check as you do this. Natural one.
That's a six.
Six. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
As you go ahead,
still
new to this. You go ahead and use the power, trying to invoke more of Kelimvor. It's weird. It's strange. The way to worship Kelimvor the way you did before, where no longer in that rough, that wild sense of overpowering animosity, where this is different. It's a feeling not used to. So, although you don't connect as well as you would like to, you still invoke the power of Kelimvor, still learning how his magic works as the infernal script wraps around the magical circle and you drop your blood into the water. In doing so, the blood drops, hits the vial, and it touches the water and slides down. And as it does, it spreads apart. You see that the blood turns to be more jagged as it touches the water, almost like thin lightning bolt strikes as it disperses, bubbling the water, oxidizing it slightly. As there's just a small cloud that starts to foam up inside of the container. It doesn't go over the top, though, like out of the vial itself. Each time you do it, it keeps it until it finally dies down, giving the water a slight reddish tint to it, though it's still mostly that has that light blue, lightning-like effect to it. And you apply it to the scriptures of the infernal and the common that you place in there. Infernal language is, it's not only just a language through conversation, commuting, it's a language of power, just like Celestial, just like Primordial, where it's designed in a way, and specifically Infernal, designed to be either on the side of law or the side of chaos. As you know, they're both used by demons. The script, anyway, used by both demons and devils. But the way the scripts you know is closer to the devilish side of it, and the way that you're writing it, the magical circle is imprinted, making it its rule law. And you can feel the massive power that's emanating from the magic circle itself as it starts to glow in a bluish reddish hint, combinating between your lightning powers and the powers of your infernal ancestry. And it takes you about a couple minutes, because you were doing other things. So a couple minutes for you to fully prepare this. As King, you walk up the stairs and finish the last bit and see the little bit of residue of Cal completing his ritual.
The circle's amazing. I could feel the energy. It's electric.
I wanted to be sure that my new oath would charge this spell.
Understood. All right, give me a second to get the items out. This circle looks perfect. And I'll lay out the portable hole and place the cursed items in a triangle pattern in the middle, the dead center of the magic circle. And then I will also then take the reagents that King Terminus gave us, the gold dust and powdered pearls and gems and all of the other things, and sprinkle them around the runes and around the circles, creating like a link on top of the magic circle that he created to prepare for this ritual. And remember, the notes said it, the dancing was super important, and it reminds us like demon dancing, or it reminds me of demon dancing. I think that's going to play a big part in it. Should we tell the others we're going to start? I'm surprised they're not here, as I look around to see if anyone else came.
So, Monaco, as you, at this point, would have finished up preparing the meals and snacks for nourishment and would start walking up the stairs. You haven't quite made it yet. It takes you a little bit of time. But Horatio, Duran, you both are still on the deck, and you would have noticed the light show that Cal had created before. What are you two doing? Let's start off with Duran.
When Duran hears about the ritual from King, he gives them their wide berth, but there's not much he can do to help. He's still trying to think back through the through his memories of prior engagements and battles, trying to figure out how they can get through this next battle, especially these battles to come with the demon dancers they're going to be fighting.
I'm not really that good at dancing. Are you sure I can be of assistance with this? Do you need maybe my arcane prowess of anything?
Maybe just make sure we're protected, because we can't stop, and we only have enough reagents to do this once.
I will, I'll keep an eye out.
Make sure nothing interferes.
Okay.
Thank you. That's still important.
Oh, am I too late to help?
No, we didn't start yet.
I made some things for later. She'll put the tray down. You said something about dancing?
Yeah. The ritual calls for us to,
well,
be active and vigorous and move in the casting.
Well, my magic may not be helpful in this instance, but I can certainly help if you need any kind of support in that end.
It did mention the power of like divinity and holiness, so perhaps it should just be Cal and I.
I understand.
Thank you for your support. We wouldn't be able to do this without your support.
I agree. And Monaco, I think it'll be just as important, even if you aren't dancing in this ritual, to be wary of our surroundings, because we don't know what kind of energies this could draw to us.
Right.
We're going to be expelling some pretty evil stuff here.
All right. I guess that makes the three of us on guard duty.
Things I'm training and practicing on. I'm certain you all can handle watching dancing between the two of you.
Thanks, Duran. I appreciate your support.
I'm more keeping my eye on our surroundings, Duran, but you keep doing your little training there.
This training will wield results that I believe will aid us in these coming battles. Hopefully you all do not exhaust yourselves dancing.
Duran, I'm sure if anything happens, you'll be right there.
All right. I look at Cal and I say, any last final preparations before we begin?
No. The circle is completed, and I added an aura of purity just to maybe give us an edge with some of these energies coming off of these cursed items.
Everything you got. Let's use everything we got. Okay, I'll assume a position and hold a pose and wait for Cal to begin. Actually, I'm going to take off my shoes and do this barefoot.
So is it just you doing the dance, King? Or you just want to make sure I have the participants in order?
I will be leading the dance.
Oh, okay.
And I will be supporting him as the primary.
Yeah, I don't want King to damage himself any further than he already has today.
Okay. So there are instructions on how to do the dance. on there. If you're going by King's instruction, because you can't read Celestial, I'll need you to roll for me to see if you can get the dance in order. If you're trying to do what he's trying to say. A performance. Roll me a wisdom check.
Wisdom check. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got this.
It's going to be multiple. Two check.
18.
18. Nice. All right. Now roll me a performance check. I'll give you an advantage because you have that wisdom check.
16?
16. All right. Not bad. So, Cal, you begin to, after following King's instruction on what was written by King Terminus, it was very ambiguous alone. You imagine how it could be from King Terminus. You begin to move around and step. It's a very strange bit of movements, almost shamanistic, where it's not very straightforward moves. It's more wild, actually kind of close to your type of demon dancing, albeit more vibrating and shaking and flowing than your sharp movements. So it's not as easy as you would assume, but you begin moving it and for the most part seem to complete the steps well. King, now I need you following him to also roll me just a performance check.
Okay. No. I'm going to lucky that. Slip on a grain of pearl dust and we'll try again. It's not terrible though, but it's not good enough. There we go. 19.
All right, from an 11 to a 19. All right. So you also join Cal following the steps. So amidst the pain in your chest, at first you weren't able to really catch the rhythm, but you grin, bared it, and went into your all with it, able to follow perfectly, maybe even show him up a little bit, the dance steps of Cal as you begin to dance around the magical circle that he completed. The dance continues as in the circle, and the moves get tougher and tougher as you start to try to follow the next part that King had described. Continuing, roll me another performance check, Cal.
Okay, and while I am continuing to do this dancing, I'm trying to maintain a level of alertness to the corruption we are trying to rid from these items.
Very good. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
That is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Very nice. Going to the first infernal scripture, you go ahead and move in the dance, wiggling your body left and right and doing a spin. You perfectly are able to match it. Not your type of demon dancing, but you get the same type of feeling from the demon dancing. One thing that you all may or may not have noticed, though, but you would have realized by now, as you demon dance, there's a power of, it's not too dissimilar to the demons themselves, albeit a different polarity to it. Kai had explained something to the sword way before when you were going to fear for the first time. And as at this point, as you realize that, Cal, you feel that energy come across you when the first infernal scripture lights up when you start to move towards it. As you do, and it covers in a red hue that lights up, and as the last point of the infernal structure infernal scripture illuminates, there a portion of the circle fills up, glowing in the same hue. When it does, because you are paying attention to it, Cal, you notice that there is a black ichor almost of an energy starting to come off. First is the robes as it starts to come up, almost like a symbiotic venom-like substance. It lashes out and goes to try to make an attack against you. At advantage, you can roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, here we go. That's an 18.
18, okay. You're able to dash and dance out of the way, still keeping the movements that you have performed as it does. When it misses, when you finally complete the last step of that section of the movement, there is a light that shines, cutting off the ichor-like substance and burning it into cinders as it flows back, being ripped off of the item, though still part of it remains on it, and you slowly start to see it writhe. And at this point, King, you can notice it, that there's this substance coming out of the robe. And for the first hour of this dance, you are cleansing what it seems to be this ichor off of the item. And with your 18, I'm going to need King to roll another performance check, and this will decide whether or not the item is cleansed. All right.
I mean, let's see. I don't want to fail on the first one. I'll use my last luck point.
Okay.
I don't want to set a bad tone, yeah. Seeing how hard Cal's working and the, you know, how the ichor is oozing around and writhing in pain, and we know that we're succeeding in our endeavor. I try even harder. Oh, did I actually go?
No.
14, a little better.
14, all right. You're a little shocked from this dark energy that's coming out of it as it lashes.
My chest hurts.
Your chest hurts. A lot of things, but you are now you were a little bit of kind of more boisterous than Cal. At this point, Cal has gotten really into and really taken over the dance and moved so elegantly like a figure skater as he kind of spin jump triple axled away from the reaching of the symbiotic like substance. But you do manage to succeed. And within the first hour, the robe of the Magi have been cleansed. But there are still more items, and the dance continues. Stepping on to the next section, Cal, you continue the dance. You're not tired, but this is the most you've danced. No one has danced for like an hour and a half or so continually, but you continue to do it, moving in the motion, chanting the words along the way that has been written down there. Go ahead and roll me yet another performance check.
As I continue to dance and chant out these words that King has translated from Celestial for me, I focus on the fact that we took these items not as gifts, but as reminders of what we've overcome as a group.
Alrighty.
14.
14. Okay, you continue the dance. This part of the dance is difficult. It's harder. Your mind that's very sharp and precise doesn't grasp fully the strange movements described by King that had been described by King Terminus. And as you slip up slightly, King, you try to go in and continue aiding him with your performance. Go ahead and roll me that performance check, King.
20. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. And seeing him lasp in some of his movements, King, you swoop in there, continuing the dance, moving your body in a lower motion, coming down and like almost like a shimmy up into a sharp motion from that weird, strange, shaking motion, going right up behind Cal, completing the symbol that it was trying to create as described by King Terminus. In doing so, you manage to succeed on this portion of the steps as you go towards the next infernal writing as it starts to fill up. And on the crown now, there is a dark energy that comes out, lashes out towards you this time, King. Since Cal was paying attention and you didn't notice that, I'll allow you to be able to roll dexterity, but it will not be at advantage. Actually, it is at advantage because that's not the reason why it was at advantage. Cal's protective aura that he had cast before is giving you advantages on these. So go ahead and roll that dex save.
Make sure you also add an extra +4 to your dex saving throw.
Fabo, thank you, Pally. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. It lashes out at you, and with a quick pirouette, you dodge out of the way as it snaps onto the outer barriers of the magic circle, slashing up and then turning to light dust floating away as part of it sucks back into the crown. But with that, you successfully dodge its attack. Now, to complete the rune is your last chance, your last, well, for this section, performance check. Cal, since you're leading, continue.
15.
Okay.
So slightly better than last time.
All right. Cal, you continue the steps. You know you could do better. This moves. You're getting used to it. It's tough. So much has happened so short. And it doesn't seem that it takes hold, though, as the steps, as it just the infernal script is so like kind of throbbing, not completely finishing. And it looks like it's stuck. What?
Can I help him?
How would you like to help him?
In these moments, I see him actually slip up, and it looks like he's moving into the third step instead of the fourth. again. It's been long and he's tiring, and I would like to share my divine favor and use 2 sorcery points and add a d4 to his skill check.
Certainly.
Because whenever they make an ability check, saving throw, or an attack, I can do that and add as a bonus or penalty and give him 1 more point.
Okay.
Of aid, making it a 16.
16. You go ahead and you're still hurting King, and you just stretch out that divine favor onto him, just hoping that little push. As Cal, you're about to make that wrong step, you feel a gentle wind push, and just so effortlessly, you step over to the left and to the right. Voom. And the infernal script has completed, and that symbiotic entity on top of the crown washed away, turning into dust. Oof. You met the DC of 16. One more item to go, but though this one took you a little bit longer, so versus the hour it took, you probably took an hour and a half, so you're about 3 hours or so into the dance, and you guys are starting to get a little bit tired as the day goes on, but you are keeping strong on to the next and final inscription as you make your dance there. Go ahead and roll me your performance check, Cal.
Knowing that we're on this last item, and knowing that we've been going for like 3 hours already, I can see King starting to become a little tired as well. He's definitely been making me look like it's my first time dancing ever, which has been kind of rewarding to feel as like a friend and almost like a sibling lifting me up whenever I've been trying to protect him. And I'm going to try to like maintain that discipline, and as I'm doing these motions of the dance, I want to remember why I decided to lead this and shield King as much as I can from whatever evil comes off of this last item. A 14.
All right. I'm putting in all your might into it. It's tiring. This is the longest one. And this is on that staff. The staff was a stronghold onto that dark entity, Valsharoon, and it seems tough, and the steps are so wild and strange that you slip up slightly. Looking back, relying on your ally who's behind you, King, you go in, trying once again to dance and see if you can aid your ally. Go ahead and roll me a performance check.
In this moment, I see him starting to slip and fall, and since we've been dancing for such a long time, I feel like I have a good grasp at the flow and requirements of this ritual, and I would like to, in this moment, give it my all and modify the steps and activate my Mist Vagary, because I have an ability that I think would help solidify the cleansing of this evil being. Can I try that?
Okay. Yes, you certainly can. So instead of continuing with the steps of that have been described by King Terminus, you go into Miss Vagary form. Go ahead and roll me your a performance check at advantage.
Okay. And as I see Cal starting to slightly slip, come on, no, 19. Okay. As I see Cal starting to slip, I'm going to shout out I'm going to softly say under my breath, because everything in this dance has been sort of crescendoing to each item. So I'm going to start off slow and build. I'm going to say, Mist Vagary, touch of the water lily, and try and explode out a mist. And the touch of the water lily Mist Vagary specifically says, any body of water that I touch purifies and cures any diseases, plagues, or poisons, or toxins. So I'm trying to pump my energy and create a heavy mist obscuring all of these items and pump all of that purifying energy into it.
All right.
And I'm going to try and grab Cal and take the lead and finish this last dance, this last part of the dance as the lead, and overcome him in the rotation.
Alrighty. So you go ahead, begin your dance. You go into the mist form instead, changing your movements and your stances to reflect that of a mist dancer. And when you do, you go in front of Cal, completing it. The red light that was shining in the infernal completely shifts and changes into as all of them around, all the ones that were glowing red, change from that red hue to the white celestial yellow energy that King normally emanates. And when he does, each one seems to form into a pattern of what looks to be some type of plant. A flower of some kind at each of the corners of where Cal had written his infernal and common scripture. And when it does, the entire circle shifts and wobbles like almost like a water droplet into water. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And as the almost like a reflection or a projection of a water lily comes upon the magical circle. As at this point that there is a dark energy that comes off of the staff, as it does, there has been little bits of the other energy that has still been there, that dark energy that of all the items you were purifying, until they all coalesce together. As they come together, they start to create this strange humanoid like form and get larger and larger until it becomes about a 5 foot tall external becomes a silhouette of what you immediately recognize, Cal, as a silhouette of Hades. As the dance of the water lily finally completes and this dark energy walks up towards King, it goes to put his hand on you, but your aura, Cal, deflects it. And the combination between your aura and King's divine dancing, his King's mist dancing, shatters away the darkness, dispersing it as you hear only you, Cal, the laughter of the dark god Hades in your ear as the last bit of his energy that was on top of these items has been dispersed.
Hades.
Oh my god. What was that? Was that him? Oh, I'm just gonna like sort of like collapse. My legs are like feel like jelly.
That was him. That was the power that Hades had given that lich. Charging these items and cursing them. It's gone now, though.
I thought Hades was a reflection of Kelimvor. Why is he so vile?
Hades is the chaotic entropy of everything. While Kelimvor believes there is a time for life and an equal time for death, Hades just rips life away with a hunger can never be satisfied.
Cal, we did it. The taint has been removed.
I hope these items help you guys. I hope they do. They serve you well.
Thank you.
Now that the taint has been removed, the power of Hades, you walk into the magic circle. How long does the magic circle last?
Cast it at 4.
It's 1 hour plus.
Yeah, I upcast it once, so it'll be for 2 hours.
Okay. It was at this point, because it was well beyond the time of the magic circle. Well, let me rephrase that. The magic circle has since faded away, though it's already aided in the beginning of the dancing. But where you have carved the infernal scriptures and all that, that has remained on the deck of the ship. That's still there. At least not carved, but as you've inscribed with your infernal magic, it still remained, though the rest of the circle has dispersed. As King, you walk into the area where the circle was, the infernal scriptures disappear. Changing, going away, leaving nothing but just the deck's ship, just the wooden deck, and pick up the items. You look at the robes. The robes were just dark, black, tattered when you saw it before, emitting an ooze of death. Now, power. It is, the robes themselves look fine, not a tatter in sight, completely intact. They fluctuate between what seems to be colors, almost combining them all and then coming none at all. And as it goes and out, you just the sheer amount of power just gives it this technicolor exterior flowing through it. And it's brilliant and shining. You, all of you who are trained in Arcana, even if those who are not nearby the vicinity can just sense the energy coming off of this.
I'll be like, this is beautiful now. I can't believe this gorgeous garment was being covered up by that ooze. It feels so soft and I'm going to try it on right now. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to pick up the staff and look at the staff and the crown and say, here, I don't know if Horatio or Monaco's there. I think we were going to give Monaco the staff and I'll give that to her and Horatio the crown. Here, look at them.
Ooh. How does the staff look?
The staff does still have the shape of a serpent to it. It looks like the body of a serpent going about 6 feet, so it'll be taller than you. It's a very long staff. Light, though, before it was dark and you couldn't tell what metal it was, this clearly looks to be some sort of glittering sapphire, diamond, precious stone, almost. Like, it looks like if you hit something, it will break, but it's hard, it's sturdy. And except for in its eyes, but it has that kind of white, bluish look of a gem, of that type of diamond-like gem. But in its eyes are two fluctuating between, I would say right now with you just looking at it and not attuned to it, the eyes are blank. Though the rest of it does hum power from it.
She will do a little bit of stone dancing and twirl it as she does so. Letting out a little laugh and saying, how do I look?
Suits you well. Looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Monaco, as you do a little bit of stone dancing and start to twirl it around, you realize that the actual substance, the staff itself, becomes malleable, forming like, and it becomes like a snake twisting around your arms, becoming tiny, hiding itself within your kimono before popping back out again at your will when you finish your dance, turning back into its staff diamond form.
Easy enough. I think I'll have to spend some time with it, though.
Whoa, that was so cool.
King, as you put on the robes themselves, although you are attuning with it, it immediately, though, fits to your size, no longer big and hefty, and you at least realize from touching it that it's still changing colors, but once you're attuned to it, you feel that you could probably control the exterior look of this robe to your liking.
Oh, wow. This, too, I think will take me some time to get used to and learn. I feel like it has a few tricks up in its sleeves. As I, like hug it, like, yay, these robes are so cool.
They look like they're very soft.
They are.
And the helmet, of course, just like Monaco's staff, which is glittering with jewels of all types of colors and is very brilliant. And looks like the helmet itself, and it's like looks like a full-on armor helmet that would just show the eyes and the nose and the mouth area, and it gets donned on top of the head of the user.
And that's the one that has like gems that you can pull out of it and use, right?
Yes, there's tons of different gems that are inside of it.
Yeah, and I kind of walk over to Duran and I say, "Listen, you're probably not the best with magic, but I feel you would." Have more use of this than I would.
Put it on, Duran. You'll look fierce.
And I hand him over the crown or the helm.
Oh yeah, I said crown before.
It's a helmet. A helmet. Yeah.
I think that was my fault.
So Duran, during this time, as these many many hours of them doing the ritual, as you notice Horatio coming up towards you, Horatio, as you talk to Duran and see him standing there, he's silent at first and then continues. Almost ignoring you at first, going into the moves that he's doing and practicing. It seems like he's been doing this as you all have been watching and seeing King and Cal do their motions. He's been doing something of his own, and you're still in the midst of doing that, Duran. But as you don't really, since you can trance, with your ability to trance, you can respond to Horatio if you want, or you can continue with the movements, now that you're still in midway of doing that.
I can't right now. I feel like I'm so close. So close to getting the edge I need.
All right, well, it'll be right here, and I'll place it near him on the ground. Whenever you're done, just grab that, and I'll walk away. And continue making sure that nothing is ambushing us.
Duran, roll me a wisdom check.
I'm gonna lucky that, Dungeon Master.
All right, from a 9 to a...
to a 9.
It was meant to be. You can perceive everything outside of your inner thoughts, for better or for worse. And their dance was not a quiet one. There was noise, there was chanting, movement, and you were able to go into your mind and train, remembering things from when your time that you got into the future and used, and witness Kai use chaotic vagaries and Hiei, etc. But I don't know, these people, you as Duran the broken, the shattered, would find it that these people are just, they're a nuisance. They're blocking your concentration. This is the second time you've trained in a couple days where it just has not gone the way you've wanted it to, and that would be a failure.
I'm just so, damn it. Working with you all is not working for me. Duran says under his breath as he throws a blade to the ground in frustration.
Alrighty. You all see Duran frustratedly throw his blade to the ground and head over, leaving the helmet onto the ground behind him. But nevertheless, what do you all wish to do next?
If I notice that he left the helm, I will mage hand it over to me and just hold on to it. And actually, I would like to take time to see what each gem is and what they do. Like, is there any way I can find that out?
You can cast Identify.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like, while I'm keeping an eye out, I'll just take 10 minutes to cast Identify.
Alright. So, as you go ahead and take the 10 minutes to cast Identify, the dancing wraps up. The fading of the Infernal Scripture fades away. The writing of the Infernal Scripture fades away, and you all wear your new magical items and continue to sail off, still a few hours at your speed away from the mouth of the river to lead to Chilford. We will take a break.
Yay!
Oh, magic item.